In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the final hour fist pump time on the Fan Cam starts with the Hall of Famer in studio, the great Charles Haley, here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Are you geared up for football season? How much have you been around the team this offseason?
Not at all this year. I haven't. I went up and talked to Zimmer a little bit when he got hired. But, you know, they went to camp, you know, the Hall of Fame, and then doing stuff for my foundation hasn't given me the opportunity to go up there. I'll start going up there this week a little bit.
How awesome is it going to Canton? And who do you kind of hang out with? Who's in your circle when you go? Or is it just events where it's all of you together every single day? Who's your Charles Haley posse there in Canton for Hall of Fame weekend?
My son is my posse. It's the group together. We're all in one hotel together. So, you know, it's a great time because I get to go up. I grew up in the South. We was in the church or in the church doing Sunday. So I never got to see these guys. So now I really get to meet these guys. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So I really gravitate towards those guys a lot.
You're a Steeler fan?
Yes.
Have you always been?
Always. Me and Joe Green is that Coke commercial. That was the first pro game. And then from that day on, I wanted to be like him. So I changed my game. I wanted to be Mean Joe.
When you go out to practice or in the locker room, what is your mentality? Like, I just have free reign. I'm going to watch a pass rush drill and I'm going to step in and correct. I'm going to talk about leadership. Like, Charles Haley just goes in and adjusts and gives advice where you see fit?
Well, I try to mentor guys more than coach guys, but it ends up to be either way. Guys, they don't understand that discipline is the key to success, that, you know, accountability, every, you know, team. I try to go in and get them to understand that, you know, individuals don't win. So, and then when I go out on the field, I watch. And then when practice is over or the next day, I tell them what they did wrong. The worst part of it is when I'll see it, it's hard for me to forget it.
Let me ask you what's probably a stupid question.
Probably is.
When you're working with guys and we see pictures of your video with hand placement and technique, how much of that and what you're teaching and what you know still applies to today's NFL? Does it never change and will never change with all the changes of the league and the way that things have changed for the offense or technique? Is the Charles Haley technique school of pass rushing, it will always apply and what you teach?
Always. Because, you know, they still got to punch you. They still got to grab you, you know. So it's just seeing the hand placement, you know. Now they can put their hands outside your shoulders and grab hold to. So what most offensive linemen do, they open up so guys can power rush, and then they put their hands outside, and then they take a couple steps back and plant. So hand speed increased foot speed. So the faster you could use your hands, the quicker you get around guys.
Who was someone, Charles, that you worked with here over the years or throughout the league where you're like, all right, this kid, he's interested in learning it. He's picking it up. He's applying it. Who was a Charles Haley student that impressed you when you worked with him?
Well, they tell me they're better than me. So I don't get impressed that much. I just, you know, I just pick my spots and try to help them.
Charles, a couple of weeks ago, we had a story that Tiger Woods was not let into a clubhouse because he didn't have the right pass on. So he points to a billboard with this picture. I said, that's my pass right there. You're pretty recognizable. Has it ever happened? When was the last time it happened where somebody wouldn't let you into a spot that you had access to? They said, no, you don't have the right pass on. And then you had to set the record straight.
Oh, that don't happen. That doesn't happen. Hey, that doesn't happen. Because you know what? Some people get sticklers over that kind of stuff, but I'm real pointed. I try to treat everybody with respect, and because we're all teammates that at the facilities and at the stadium. And you know what? If one person questioned, there's five others telling them who I am. So, and then we keep it moving.
Charles, you know, you mentioned Mean Joe Green a second ago, somebody that you looked up to. Nate Newton at the end of last year had said, there's not enough mean on this Cowboys football team. He's like, we had mean on our team. He's like, Kevin Gogan was mean. James Washington was mean. Like, that was part of our edge. We talked to Emmett at Super Bowl. Emmett said the same thing. He's like, yeah, the team's not mean enough. They need a more of a mean streak. It's not just about tough. You got to be a little bit nasty. When you see this Cowboys football team today, and like you said, you'll go see them later this week, do you think that's something that they've been missing the last couple of years, is just a mean streak?
The NFL has fined the mean out of guys. You know, guys don't want to get fined, you know, because they get fined heavily for different things. So for me, when you look at the game, it's more of a flag football type game to me, because when you talk to players, they scared to do this, they scared to do that. So how do you play? How do you play with an edge?
Yeah. What continues to be missing around here in terms of playoff success and advancing?
I don't know. You know, I think I'd do like y'all guys. Wait till Monday and tell them what they're missing. You know. I don't know. I'm not a genie. All I know is that the Cowboys have a blueprint of winning. 49ers got a blueprint of winning because we did that for years. And if you reproduce that same thing, then I think you'll have success. And I haven't seen that being reproduced yet.
When you're critical or say honest things, do the players get upset? Does Jerry get upset? Do you hear? I know you don't care, but do you hear back from them when you say those types of things?
No, I have not. You know, the truth will set you free. I don't say things that are not factual. So what can you say?
Who came into your locker rooms? Or were you just like one of these young kids, like, oh, here comes the old guy, the know-it-all? Who came into your 49er or Cowboy locker rooms in a mentor-type role that you listened to or that you paid attention to? Or did you not? Were you just like some of the young kids back in your day of, all right, man, get out of here.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let us do our thing.
Well, I don't remember guys coming in doing that. I know the 49ers probably had the most access, but I never, guys, maybe they did it to other people, but nobody came in to try to help me at all. Maybe my persona of, you know, being a mean person or whatever, maybe that kept them away, but I didn't have that.
There's so many stories, including from local reporters, being afraid of you back in the day. Were you afraid of any teammate? Were you like, I'm going to keep my distance from this dude? This guy could do some damage if we tick him off. Was there that Charles Haley that you were wary of?
I don't think so.
Even as a rookie or second year guy.
You know what? I came in the league and Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Jerry Rice. I came in the league and these guys played with me like I was a veteran, which I couldn't understand that. I'm a fourth round draft pick from James Madison, and I couldn't understand that type of love they were giving me when, you know, I didn't know whether I was going to make the team or not. And then my physicality, you know, when I get mad, it goes from mad to anger to extreme.
Yeah.
So I just didn't understand that.
Was there a teammate that was so scared of you that every time you walked by, they kind of flinched, just like a preemptive?
No. Hey, I'm approachable. There were some coaches that probably had that kind of mentality. You know, the thing that I hate the most is, as a player, is incompetent people that only thing they could do is yell. They don't teach you anything. You know, if you're gonna yell at me about something, what did I do wrong? Show me how to do it better, you know? And if you can't do that, then you shouldn't open your mouth.
CeeDee Lamb, obviously a big part of what the Cowboys did last year, holding out for a new contract right now. There's the very famous story of that you are responsible for getting Emmitt Smith back here because of a helmet and a wall, I believe, where Jerry was like, all right, okay, Charles wants me to sign Emmitt. I'm going to make sure Emmitt gets done, and he's back here after a loss to Buffalo. Would you be making similar demands if you were in that locker room right now to get CeeDee Lamb done?
You know what? We've seen this play before, and it didn't work before. But the thing is, as Jerry, if you listen to what Jerry and Steven says, they don't have enough money to pay everybody. And, you know, they forked the ranch over the years, so now it came back. But CeeDee Lamb is a big part of the success of this team. And the question you have to ask yourself, how many players on the team think that they can't win without him? Mm-hmm. And if you got the majority of your team believing that, then it doesn't matter how good you play or whatever, they're going to realize that they can't win without him, and they're not going to give you 100%.
We all know last year, Jimmy getting put in the Ring of Honor meant a lot to Jimmy, and that was something that was important. Did that mean something to you guys as players who played under Jimmy? Was that something that you guys finally felt like, all right, this has been righted? I'm glad Jerry finally did the right thing here.
Well, you know, Jimmy took one of the worst teams in the NFL, and he took them to the house twice, and he rebuilt and had the youngest team. The success that he had is proven. And Jared did right by putting him in, and the fans and the players wanted him in.
Charles Haley in studio here on 105.3 The Fan. One more thing going back to Lamb and all the contract stuff. I saw some headlines where you said trade Dak. That is because of the situation.
I did not say trade Dak.
Okay.
I said if you trade Dak, it'd be 100 teams out there waiting for him.
You're a fan of his.
Oh, Dak is, hey, what is the number? It was number two rated quarterback in
MVP,
the league.
MVP, second.
Hey, so what? You got teams that got skilled players around them that Dak can exploit.
Is Micah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, no.
Is Micah Parsons the next great one?
Michael's performance is showing the type of talent he is. You know, my thing is, do more building players up, or in the locker room, turn them down, but not on the media. I think that my thing was I was a butt to the D line Muslim. Most of them hated me. I'm not gonna lie to you, because you know what? I held people accountable. I made people stay out and work. I made people run after practice. Hey, I made them do all the little things, because you know what? I had one goal, and that's to win. And that's my standard of excellence.
Charles, September 9th, it's a legend event. It's a dinner. September 10th is the golf tournament. There's still tickets and placements available, tackletomorrow.com. What are you doing with that? What is Tackle Tomorrow?
Tackle Tomorrow is a reading program that we do in DISD. We get the worst schools that have already closed, and we take through our station, we take our internet program in, and then we bring reading coaches into the classroom, that retired 30-year reading coaches, and we try to take stuff off of the teacher's desk, and we create two computer rooms. But the other thing that we've learned that we had to do as Tackle Tomorrow, we had to build a community. So we do GED ESL classes for, and basic computer skills for the parents. So you have to, in order to feed a child, you got to feed the community. You have to get everyone involved.
How's your golf game?
You know what? My thing is, we gotta give white guys something to be good at. So we gave y'all golf. And, you know, the cold water sports, you know, all that stuff, swimming, you know. We had to give y'all something to be good at, bro.
The great Charles Haley in the studio. We will tweet and send out all the information. One of the biggest difference makers in NFL history, and maybe the best football life of them all, if you get a chance to watch it on TV. Thanks for coming in. We only had to use the curse button one time. We appreciate you for that.
Oh, God, man. You know what? It's great. We have a raffle with two Super Bowl tickets and two season tickets and a helmet by all the Hall of Famers that we have online, that we're trying to raise money to really help get the kids what they need to be successful.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Charles.
TackleTomorrow.com. Huge Hall of Fame turnout from a player standpoint at this dinner.
Well, thank you.
The five players who made the Cowboys on Saturday. Nick Eatman has them next from DallasCowboys.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.